You know, a week ago, everybody was meeting in Las Vegas for the big CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and really just as innovative and you know, probably looked forward to more on the part of a lot of people on Wall Street is the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference is taking place, just beginning, in San Francisco. This year they are talking about innovation and probably not many more innovative things in healthcare than what Jeff Zucker came up with a few years ago. My Directives, he's the CEO and founder of the company that allows you to let everybody know what you want done with your healthcare and your remains, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
Thank you. So, I think of you as new technology. You were first on the show 5 years ago, and obviously you're still around, but actually you've been working at this for over a decade. Talk about My Directives.
Well, thanks very much. Yes, actually, next month is 13 years since Scott Brown started AD Vault, and we got together and tried to figure out how we could work together to give everybody confidence that they could have a voice in their care. It sounds like such a simple concept. You wouldn't think that this would even be a problem in the 21st century and in a healthcare world that does so many of the amazing things that our healthcare world does. But at the end of the day, there are millions and millions of people every day in emergency room visits, in some form of a crisis, where they can't communicate with their doctor, where the doctor can't understand what the person is saying. We don't really know who speaks for you in the event of a crisis. So if you can't speak, who makes decisions for you? So we developed a very simple way to answer some questions online, store that information in the cloud, and then we perfected the method for getting that information into the electronic health record wherever you are, at anywhere in the world, so that you can have confidence someone's going to know something about you.
So it's not as if somebody has to hack your telephone to find this out.
Well, the methods that we created at AD Vault allow the consumer to push their information through their phone, through a little wallet card, by sharing it with friends or family. But then we also have these very sophisticated information technology methods that allow electronic health records, which, you know, society has spent billions and billions of dollars creating, but we've let those electronic health records go out into the cloud and find you and authentically identify you. And if you've created a plan at mydirectives.com or uploaded a paper-based plan into our cloud repository, we can let those doctors find it and then use it and give you better care.
And I guess the key is that it's sort of ubiquitous. And I mean, you've been endorsed by United Healthcare and Humana and ARP and lots of big names. And are you the standard? Because it seems to me that they're fairly low barriers to entry to do this sort of thing.
Well, appreciate you asking. We certainly invented the world of digital advanced care planning. The world of advanced care planning existed long before we tried to digitize it. Lots of lawyers and hospital systems like your own THR and Baylor, Wright and Dallas have for a long time tried to get patients to create paper documents. Unfortunately, they were doing that when you became a patient in the emergency room before they treated you or as a crisis was unfolding, which is really not the time to answer those questions. So when Scott and I got together, we were looking at how do we disrupt this and upstream the process so that people were creating plans well in advance of a crisis, that we could store them and help find them. We are proud in a way to see that there are some other folks that have jumped into the digital advanced care planning space. It certainly keeps a fire lit under us and keeps us trying to push and raise the bar. At the end of the day, we just want to make sure that everyone over the age of 18 in the United States and frankly around the world feel confident that if they had a crisis, and we hope you never do, but if you have a crisis, we don't want you to worry. You're going to get pulled into some hospital somewhere and lose control and lose your voice and have things happen to you that you can't impact. And the best way to do that is to express yourself in advance, feel confident that it's a timely, authentic expression of your goals of care. Stick that in the cloud so that you can be confident doctors can find it. And we're working really hard, as you mentioned, with some of the biggest names in healthcare to help make that happen. And coming here to JP Morgan is a great way to see our clients, see our partners, and to encourage more people to join in the momentum.
Yeah, I mean, you hear healthcare conference and you always think, well, you know, who's on the leading edge? Who's got some phase 3 trial to find a cure for prickly heat or whatever. But more than more, it's people like you and incorporating technology into it, I guess.
Well, it's a challenge because healthcare is so focused on safety and security and privacy, exactly what every consumer would want them to be. But by definition, that often lets them move a little slow when it comes to embracing change. And it causes the legacy players to sometimes be fearful of embracing innovation because it challenges their status quo. So what we've done over the 13 years, and one of the reasons why you don't hear about AD Vault, we don't really showcase ourselves as much as we like to showcase our clients, is that we're about nurturing and triangulating around that change and encouraging folks like Baylor and THR and the HASA, the Health Information Exchange for Texas, and folks like Humana and United and AARP and the big electronic health records players like Cerner and Epic, who both have embraced our innovation and our solution. It takes these companies a long time to realize there's an outside-the-box approach that may work with them. It's a challenge for them to realize that they need to work in a coalition and not compete against each other. And we have a lot of fun every day with a great team of people in Dallas trying to help change our piece of the healthcare world. And I'll tell you, it's great to be out here at J.P. Morgan, where you would think the world revolved around some folks in Silicon Valley and some folks in Wall Street, and to really see how Dallas is a burgeoning hub of some really nice digital innovation.
That's good to hear. Well, now the acceptance is great. You're in 50 states, 30 foreign countries. But then the question comes, how do you make money? Because I don't pay you anything for this. And you, as I gather, you aggregate the information and you turn around and sell it.
Well, that's a great point. It's one of the areas we had to disrupt if we were going to make a difference. You know, they say you can't seek big change if you're doing the same thing that's been done before. So unlike some folks that would sell an advanced care plan or an advanced directive to a consumer, maybe for $19 or, $50 or maybe right, even $1,000 with an attorney for an hour to come up with a piece of paper that you can't find in a crisis, we turned it upside down. We believe the consumer has a right to have their voice heard anywhere in the world at any time, and they shouldn't have to pay to have their voice heard. Especially if you become a patient and a doctor needs to know something about you, you shouldn't be charged to tell them something that's important, and in this case, maybe life-saving for you. So we believe the consumer should have My Directives for free at MyDirectives.com. My Directives Mobile, which is exclusive to Apple, is completely free to the consumer. And then we charge health insurance plans that help work with us to put lots of their members on the system. And you mentioned Humana and United. And then we work with hospitals so they can use sophisticated technology integrations to touch their database to ours, so that when they get a data feed from ours, they know it's secure. And they can get the information both from the consumer, if the consumer can push it, but then they can get it securely from us and put it right into the electronic health record where it can be actionable for doctors. So we charge hospitals and we charge health insurance plans, and that allows us to give the consumer the chance to have their voice heard at no cost to them.
Okay, I see. So this in turn, I guess, takes the hospital or the healthcare provider off the hook because they know they're doing exactly what I wanted them to do.
Well, that's a great point, and that's exactly right. Hospitals have an obligation to serve their populations well. It becomes hard in a crisis to know who really is in charge, yeah, especially if the patient is in some form of stress and can't speak. And maybe it's the right person that's advocating for wishes for you, but maybe that wrong person just happened to be in the car and goes with the ambulance to the hospital, and now some wrong things happen. So there is a lot of evidence and research think tank evidence, and the sophisticated players from the governments, not just of the United States, but around the world, have shown what happens when an advanced care plan doesn't exist, how much inefficiency right, there is, how many opportunities there are to make mistakes and really not represent the voice of the consumer. And so it's a very populistic approach, if you will, to say that people deserve to have a voice in their care. But at the end of the day, it's in the old days, that's what people used to do when you had a family doctor in the small town that knew everyone in your family,
right.
They didn't go to the wrong person. They knew exactly what was right,
well,
and they knew who to go to.
In a litigious society, I think you want to have something to fall back on. But then there's a third way you make money, which is you turn around and you de-identify the information, but you turn around and sell it to third parties. What sort of information do they want to buy?
Well, that's not something that we have done. It is something that could happen in the future, but our focus right now is really just to make sure people upload their paper-based documents, create digital ones if they don't have them, and then help make sure those get available in a hospital setting to doctors and nurses so they can deliver you better care. At some point in the future, it is possible that a hospital would say, well, tell us what 30% of the people in the 75255 zip code are saying, and compare that to men, between a certain age group and another zip code, and let's see what we need to do to go into those communities to educate them more and help them understand what other people are saying and what their choices may or may not be. So the phrase is called population health, and it's really about using data on a de-identified basis to zero in on where there are disconnects, where populations are saying they don't understand some things and they answer questions differently than maybe other populations.
All right. Jeff Zucker is the CEO and the founder of My Directives, and speaking with us today from San Francisco and the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. Good to have you back with us, sir.
Great to be with you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Zucker, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.